Oh man, this is exciting. Okay, Keelan, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh man, I gotta turn mine up. I like my headphones loud. I like it to feel
like somebody's yelling at you.
Yeah, like somebody's really upset at me for some reason. Okay, welcome to the broadcast. It's the Brandon and Lindsay Have a Podcast Now show. And as always, we like to start off with a little song. And this week, Lindsay's going to be singing that song for us. No. Take it away, Lindsay. Uh-uh. All right, I'll get you started. This one's called Ooh Ooh Podcast. All right, you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
And viewers, you'll have a part. It goes like this. All right, Lindsay, go. Ooh ooh podcast. Ooh ooh. I don't have anything. All right. Welcome to the show. Hey, we're brought to you guys by schismaticindustries.com. So one of Schismatic is our first podcast sponsor. But you know, I've been checking out their situation and they say they're low cost, right? So that's in the copy, that's in the read. Hey, we're low cost. Hey, everybody says that. But as you go through their site, yo, they really are low cost. Right. Look at this.
Where can you get a rash guard for $40?
Because people ask me that all the time. I have students ask me that all the time. Man, I don't want to spend $70 on a rash guard. And another thing I hear all the time, all the rash guards look crazy. Are there not any reasonably priced, not crazy rash guards that don't make me look like I'm on acid right now? And if you're looking for a rash guard that does not make you feel like you're on acid, mm-hmm. number one, right. and it's reasonable and affordable, schismaticindustries.com is the move for you. Sean and his wife, they own this company. It's nice, clean stuff,
like,
man.
Like the orange at the sleeves and the orange at the bottom. I think that looks cool. And then the design on the side, like on the ribs, that looks really cool to me.
Yep. Oh, shoot. Yeah. We got some badges going on over here, Lindsay. We got some. Hold on. Let me roll back here.
Is it a badge or a super badge?
It's a super badge. Egghead Warrior.
Womp, womp, womp. Super badge.
Man, what's up, Egghead? Egghead is here training with us this week, which has been a lot of fun. Oh, man. All kinds of folks dropping in. So, Kai Johnson, I see him jumping into the stream. Just thank everybody for joining us, me and Lindsay. This is fun. I'm enjoying the podcast. Are you having a good time with it?
I am. I'm having a good time. Yeah. My stipulation, I just show up and just start talking. So as long as I don't have any other kind of responsibilities.
You don't. I'm You're good. To go. So yesterday, Lindsay and I celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary.
It was 2 days
ago. It was the 18th. Sorry. Yeah. Today is the 20th. Today's my mom's birthday, though. But
and then
we
the
celebrated.
23rd is your birthday.
Yeah, and I forgot about that.
Yeah,
always forget.
He's having trouble with this birthday.
Do you know what I was thinking about just a little earlier today? When somebody that I, or no, it was yesterday. Somebody that I barely even know was like, "Oh, getting a lot of gray in that beard." That's what they said to me.
It's okay to point that out, I guess.
It's okay to point that out to men.
Oh, that's true.
It's not okay. It's okay to let a man know that he is beyond the age where he should be having children and reproducing. And hey, listen, you're a man and you got that gray hair. You are now no longer virile and all that stuff. But if you say something like that to a woman, bro,
I don't know, actually. So I actually had, but it was from,
I'll stab him.
It was from Sean. So
that doesn't count. Yeah, he says rude things to everybody.
Point, right. So it had been a little while between dyeing my hair. And so my room, I have super gray, like right at my hairline. And so, yeah, he was like, "Oh, you're letting the gray grow out a little bit." And I was like, I went home and dyed it like that night.
Dude, see, what I would have done is I would have dyed my hair gray in response. Like anything that Sean says to you, you have to immediately take the opposite stance. That's the rule with Sean. Well, maybe not, but that is kind of fun.
Right. But yeah, I don't think he's an equal opportunity. Like
he's a hater,
pointing
bro.
Out the obvious. So
the Barracuda is a hater. It's because he's not a shark.
Oh man. I heard Egghead call him Barracuda. Oh, the other day. Lord. I was like,
egghead. Listen,
he created
to
that nickname for himself.
That's on his like, first day.
That's like rule number one. You can't make your own nickname.
Oh, shoot. We got us a real live 10th Planet black belt joining. It's Fabiana.
What's up, Fabi?
So how's it going? One of the baddest ladies in no-gi grappling right there.
For sure.
Dude, Fabi's passing is about as good as it gets. She's fantastic.
Yeah. Did you get any good responses on it? Didn't you post a picture of you and Fabi and PJ at some kind of seminar and you're like, caption this?
I did. Did I get any good response?
Did you get any good captions?
No. Okay. It didn't. I guess I posted it at kind of a funky time. Yeah. It didn't really pop off all that much. So,
but here's a good segue here. Fabi is also sponsored by Gaiadama.
Oh, she is. Yeah. Tell them a little bit about that Gaiadama.
So I was actually able to train in my Gaiadama gear yesterday. And so I was just going to give you guys a few little details about what I thought. So it was the black rash guard, short sleeve rash guard, and the black tights. And I was super impressed with the gear. Like while I was rolling, I didn't have to readjust anything. Like I could just focus on my jiu-jitsu. Everything stayed in place. And what was super cool, and I noticed, she told me that there was double panel, but when I put them on, I was like, oh, it's almost like wearing a pair of shorts already, like underneath the tights.
And you like that?
Yeah, because I wasn't worried about them being see-through, and like everything stayed in place. It was just, yeah, they were super, it's super great gear. So, super impressed.
Nice. Yeah. What's up, Jiu-Jitsu Bud? Join us. Hey, where can they go for Gaiadama stuff?
Keelan, press on that website. Is it just Gaiadama.com?
Yep.
Gaiadama.com.
Hit that shop button and let them see. I like how they just say camel toe right there on the front.
That's true. Like no camel toe. And there's no seam going down the front of the crotch area. So that's usually what creates the camel toe situation, but there was no seam going down the front. There is a seam going up the back, but yeah, so between
so it's
that,
like a reverse camel
well
toe.
You see that picture right there, they can see what Keelan's pointing out right there on the YouTube.
Yeah,
but anyway, so there's a seam at the waist and then a seam that goes down like the middle of your thighs. That's what's double paneled, so the whole thing is not double paneled. It's just that section right there where you're like, I hope nobody can actually see through this stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's where it's like reinforced.
Sometimes I'll wear a pair of spats and I'll hope somebody can see through them. So that's another, you know, we were talking about the difference between men and women. Mm-hmm. Like you can make fun of a man's age, but also I hope you see through my spats and I hope you're scarred for life.
There might be some ladies that think that, hope that too, but dude, it ain't
listen,
me.
I got some funny stories about.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Man, I could tell some funny stories about some spats, dude, over the years.
Oh, yeah, they're saying stuff. Happy 20th anniversary. That's, yeah. So Brandon and I have discovered that we have been together longer than we haven't.
It's true.
So, yeah, I mean, we were dating before we got married for 2 years, like just exclusively before we got married. So, I mean, we've been together like 22 years and we're only 40.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time believing that you've stayed with me this long. It feels not real. Kind of like how everybody's like aliens are real now and UFOs are real, but nobody like you can't really. Is that really real? Like, I can't believe you stayed with me for 20 years. There's no way.
I love you.
Yeah, I know. I love you too. I don't know what you're thinking. Oh my God.
What?
Lindsay, look. Hit that, Keelan.
I don't think I've ever rolled spat.
No, not that one. Look on the screen, you dump. Kai Johnson became a YouTube member.
Oh, just now subscribed.
Kai, you're the first one. You're the first YouTube member.
Oh, so, just our podcast?
Yeah, that means, so let me tell you what that, no, just to YouTube, to YouTube. So on YouTube now, you can become a monthly member and you'll get these videos here. They're streaming live. So like if you catch it live, no worries, you got it. Mm-hmm. But if you want to go back and listen to it after the fact, you can only listen to it on the podcast. But if you want to go back and watch it after the fact, you got to go be a member.
Oh, so you can go back and watch lives.
Yeah, and I can set members only videos. So where you can, and then there's different levels of membership. So you get different things. You get special badges. And so you see how Kai has this green and he's got that badge beside his name right there.
That looks cool.
Yeah, depending on which one you get. Depending on which membership level you get a different color badge. Which one did you go with, Kai? That's interesting. Be interested to know.
Facebook user put that one up, Keelan. He said, "God bless ladies in spats."
I know, it's crazy. Like, you're actually more covered up, but I mean, everything's suction cup to you, so you can see everything. But it's, I feel more conservative and modest when I'm in spats than shorts, like with, you know, the leg holes open up and stuff like that. And just if I try to roll in spats and shorts, it's too much on my waist. Like, I feel like
that's called pulling a barn cap.
I feel like I'm being in a body triangle the whole time because I'm just getting squeezed.
Spats with shorts over the top, that's called pulling a barn cap. Oh, okay, we got a couple of badges bought over here. Lindsay, oh, what's up, PJ Barch? What's up, PJ? I was supposed to call PJ the other night and I forgot. Oops. I'm sorry. I just remembered.
Now you remember.
Yeah. Oh, so he went with the $8 a month membership. Dude, Kai, you're the man.
Yeah.
You're the man, dude. Thank you so much. Let's go over here. Brandon Deschner bought a super badge, Lindsay.
Womp, 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 super badge.
And old Fobby bought a super badge.
Womp, 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 super badge.
Hey, we appreciate that, guys. Okay, here we go. Trip Durden said, "What's the best restaurant to eat at in Decatur before the final tomorrow?" I think I got a new answer for this. Keelan, you're going to be happy to hear about this. I think my new answer to where do we want to eat in Decatur is such and such. What do you think, dude?
It's a cool little place.
It's a good move.
Yeah. Hey, just so everybody, Keelan, let's get the Keelan cam going here. I want to see my boy when I'm talking to him. So we can't see because you're hiding behind the screen back there. It's hard.
Hello, peoples.
That's conscious Keelan. That's the man behind the camera right there. He's our young Jamie. He's Fangers.
Fangers.
That's Fangers. Kanan said, "What do we want for our anniversary?"
I want to go to the Bahamas. I'm leaving Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I better be leaving. So we discovered the Bahamas had to have a certain kind of like COVID test. And that test is not like, you can't do the rapid test for that. So we had to do that today at the hospital and use their lab. So I'm like, man, what if we end up being positive and we can't go?
Well, you know what's so what we've been doing is we've been getting I've been going to Mexico for all these combat jujitsus, and then, you know, different places and different things will have different requirements. But everybody's like, okay, you got to get a COVID test. Well, every COVID test that I've taken so far, or that's been required, they've accepted the rapid test as a valid result.
Yeah.
But, and those come back in like, you know, 20 minutes or an hour if it's crazy. Fast. But to go to the Bahamas, they require the send it off to the lab has to run it. It's called the RT-PCR test. I'm not very smart, so I apologize about that in advance, but that's what they told me is that you got to have the PCR test. And so when we went to get that, they're like, oh man, it might be like 3 to 5 days for the results.
Almost messed up.
Which is not acceptable because we leave Saturday morning. So we had to pull some strings and make some calls, but we got that PCR. So now I'm just waiting on those results.
So Kanan wants to know what he can get us, like that he can afford. So Brandon likes Coke Zero. I like Sprite Zero.
Dude, I'll take some Dogecoin.
Okay.
Just, y'all want to give
like
me
a dollar?
Yeah, dude, just a little Dogecoin.
Okay.
$5 worth of Dogecoin. We'll call it, dude. That's good for me.
Yeah, you can send us like a dollar or something on a Cash App and you can put it in your Bitcoin.
That's right. Hey, I've been trying to stack up that Cardano too. Man, it's been a rough couple of days for the cryptos and the stonks and stuff, hasn't it? Man, it's been tough out there for a pimp lately. Brandon Deschner says, "Why do you think a lot of wrestlers have no interest in jiu-jitsu, and how would you advertise to that demographic?" I got a real easy answer for that question. Why wrestlers are not interested in jiu-jitsu? Because you haven't whooped their butt yet with jiu-jitsu. As soon as you whoop their butt, they'll be interested in learning. So would you agree with that, Lindsay?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's not always the case. I think it just depends on the person too. But like, you've had some wrestlers and you beat their butt and they did not come back because they were just a certain type of person. Like they just didn't, they couldn't handle getting beat. And so they just left.
Yeah. What do you think, Keelan?
I think a big percentage of them do like it after you beat their butt. Like you said, like they want that power. So yeah, I don't know. I would just beat their butt or show them some dope highlights of like cool wrestling to jujitsu submissions. Maybe.
Did you say PJ was on? He might know.
He was stopped in on here. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think it's just a fight. Wrestlers, I almost consider them fighters. I know they're not, you know, they don't have all the technical skill of a fighter, but they have the heart of a fighter. If you're a good wrestler, right?
Yeah.
They have the heart of jujitsu guys don't always have the heart of a fighter.
And we have some wrestlers here. Like they wrestled in college and we actually have a couple of high school kids that are wrestling. I mean, they just finished up their wrestling season and they're, you know, doing jujitsu with us for the summer.
What's the common denominator for every good wrestler that stays around? They got tore up their first time in. Like unless you show a fight, MMA fighters are this way, wrestlers are this way. Unless you show them that what you do is superior, then they're just going to smash you and they're going to keep smashing you.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
In their mind, at least, you know.
Well, just think about the way that you guys, like you and Keelan, feel about other martial arts.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, that's
exactly right.
I say Bobo. I don't know if y'all know what Bobo means. But
Bobo is, so for those of you that don't speak Lawrence County, Bobo is the shoes you get from Kmart.
You could also call those buddies.
Yeah, we called them buddies growing up. And then Lindsay told me that they called them Bobos.
Or also skippers.
See, I never heard skip.
This is from my brother. I heard
just a second now.
Buddies, skippers, Bobos. So, but anyway, so if you're in a martial art or wrestling, you know, you're loyal to that. And you think that that's the be all end all because you've spent so much time training it, you know, and then somebody else is trying to convince you to do something else. And you're like, no, I'm already like indoctrinated. I think this is the best and we'll stick with this. And so, yeah, I mean, you guys feel that way too.
I feel that way about wrestling. Until you show me that wrestling can beat me, I'm just to stick with my jujitsu,
right? Right, but what do you need?
I need to get my butt
whooped. Now, what are the skills that you need to be an amazing grappler? Okay, just think about like PJ. He's got wrestling, he's got jujitsu, and, you know, you say takedowns too. So like what, judo or a takedown art? Wrestling
to be a great grappler.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just need to, I don't think the strategy is as important as, the understanding of connection. So it just depends on the game, the understanding of connection. And
I do,
that's the most important part.
I don't know if it was the last time we went to HQ, but it was one time that we did go to HQ. And Eddie went off on a rant for like 30 or 40 minutes about what?
Wrestling. Yeah.
So
he's personally given me that rant in many car rides back and forth to the airport. Wrestle.
Right.
That's what Eddie told me when I was a purple belt. He's like, if you ever want to be a brown belt, you're going to have to learn how to wrestle a little bit. So
I think there's definitely things that you can pick out of a lot of different arts to create a complete, like, full circle game.
Kyle Canfield, throw that one up there, Keelan. He said wrestlers need to grow up and join the game. Dude, I don't know. But there's a lot. We have, like Lindsay said, we have a ton of people that wrestle here that are super into jujitsu, super into it.
But what's cool about jujitsu is that you can do it into adulthood. So, if you wrestled in high school and college and now you still want to do something, but you're a grown up, you know, there's not a whole lot of grown up wrestling or just wrestling gyms that you can still compete and all that stuff. So it's kind of like the next step if you still want to.
Yeah, if you still want to be involved in grappling, you still want to wrestle, but you know you didn't make it to college or you didn't want to do it in college. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't just go and do a wrestling club as a grown man. Like those barely exist.
Yeah, you'd be a weirdo because you'd be wrestling with a bunch of kids.
They exist, but they barely exist, and they. Yeah. Almost don't exist at all in Alabama. Even our wrestling clubs are geared towards kids and high schoolers and even college age, you know, but anyway, what did that guy, what did he say? People who consistently win the biggest fights in the world, what arts are they applying? That's very telling. Boom. The people who consistently win the biggest fights in the world, MMA. Now, MMA has a specific rule set. You know, it's going to be hard to work jiu-jitsu really, really well when you've only got 90 seconds to do it. You're like, 90 seconds? Rounds are 5 minutes. Well, even in 5 minutes, it can be hard sometimes against a guy who's equally matched up. Mm-hmm. But you don't have 5 minutes. You've got 5 minutes
to get them down,
to get them to hope you don't get knocked out, or to put them on their, like, if you're a jiu-jitsu guy and that's your primary art, you're going into MMA like, okay, number one, I hope this dude doesn't hit me, but if he does, I hope I don't die.
Right.
All right, let me see if I can get this fight to the ground.
If it's Ngannou, you're dead.
Yeah, dude. What a crazy knockout artist that guy is. He's so crazy. But, you know, it might take, in MMA, you might never get the guy to the ground in the first place. And if you do, it might take you 4 minutes to get the fight into a place where you can do your jiu-jitsu. And then it's against the cage, mm-hmm. almost certainly. And so you can't just move around the corner. Sometimes there's a cage in the way. So the natural movement you would make. So the rules and the circumstances of MMA, they're not really, and then the scoring, of course, if you end up on the guard, there's the reason people go up the cage is because they're not allowed to work the, like, if you work the guard, you're losing and the judge's scoreboard. Yeah. So why stay down here and take a chance at losing this 90 seconds? I can force him to work and I can start standing. And that's a good strategy. And I agree with that strategy. And
so many people now are able to get off the cage, or they show their back and they're able to stand up.
Oh, yeah. Taking the back's almost useless in MMA now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not useless, of course, but.
Well, it's completely different from just a regular jiu-jitsu match.
It's totally different. It's hard to slide the gloves under. It's so slippery. The guy's refusing. First of all, he's an elite athlete and he's refusing to stay down. No, I'd take my back. I dare you. Mm-hmm. You can't hit me while you're taking my back, mm-hmm. you know? And so in MMA, it's just a totally different scenario. But the people who win consistently the biggest fights in the world, what arts are they applying? That's very telling. Well, the guy who's winning the biggest fights in the world right now is named Francis Ngannou. And that's literally the biggest fights in the world.
Yeah.
And he's not using very much except for, yo, I'm Francis Ngannou, and if I put these things on you. I'm not saying there's no technique.
Or is he just
boxing? He's training everything. No, he's training everything. But he hasn't been doing anything very long. So he's training everything, but he hasn't been doing any of it very long. His number one skill is that he's Francis Ngannou. So if you want to win the biggest fights in the world, what you need to do is be Francis Ngannou. You know what I'm saying? So the people who win the biggest fights in the world are super athletes. What arts are they applying? They're applying Francis Ngannou to whatever art they're training. But if you want to win the biggest fights in the world, you can't do what Francis Ngannou does. I can't do Francis Ngannou does. So how do I win a situation like that? That's the question that you need to be asking. Not what are the best guys doing, but what are the best guys doing that I can learn from? Hey, what are the guys who don't belong at the top? What are they doing to get to the top? That's the questions you need to be answering. What's working against the best guys in the world from guys who don't belong out there with them? That's what I think. Like, if you're a regular person, those are the questions you need to be asking.
Yeah, but who's at the top that doesn't belong
there? Damian Maia.
He's not number one. Dude,
Ngannou's number one. You know what? Like, what's Kamaru Usman do? Oh, what is Kamaru Usman using? A lifetime of wrestling and ungodly power. What art is Israel Adesanya using? The art of deception and being an elite athlete who's fantastic at striking. A lifetime of striking. But what, I'm 32, what should I train? Oh, the best dudes in the world are using Muay Thai and kickboxing. You're going to get hurt. You're 40 pounds overweight starting. You're going to get hurt if you think that that's the way it's going to go down for you. That is not the way it's going to go down. You need to learn to defend yourself first from terrible situations. And jiu-jitsu, the whole idea is I'm in the weakest potential position. Okay, now what? That's the starting question for jiu-jitsu.
So Kai Johnson says his takedown defense was decent. So that's true.
Like, for sure.
He went back to camp, worked on some wrestling, and then came back and was able to, defend himself. So, and that's what he definitely needed against Stipe.
Oh, shoot. Wob. Super chat. I don't know what to say for new member. Anyway, we got a new subscriber. It's the Egghead Warrior. Egghead, what level did you go in at? You got the blue one. So Kai got the green bat, the green highlight. And he did the $8. And let's see what color is the green one. Nice. That's awesome, man. Thank you guys so much for that. That's huge, man. Enhance the Pain said he has improved a lot. He has a lot more control rather than just bull rushing people. Oh, dude, talking about Ngannou. Yeah, of course, dude. I don't even say that to disparage Ngannou. I love to watch Ngannou fight. Yeah. I love it.
But think about, okay, so even if you say that his defense was decent, so he didn't have very much training time to be able to just like focus on that wrestling defense or the takedown defense, but he was able to defend his legs against the champ, you know, I mean, and he had that very short time to become that decent. That's huge.
Yeah, he's amazing. So I don't mean to disparage Francis. That wasn't the intention at all.
I'm a Stipe fan. Like, I wanted Stipe to win so bad, but yeah.
I'm just saying, we're none of us are Francis Ngannou. Mm-hmm. And so what are the best guys doing? It doesn't matter what the best guys are doing. I can't do that.
Oh, I don't know what the legend member, what the perks for the legend.
Oh, yeah, Kyle. So in the member thing, on the YouTube memberships, I put one up there at $99.99. And he's like, what does that person get? Dude, I don't know. We'll talk about it. But if you're dropping $100 a month for the YouTube, we can work some stuff out. You know what I'm saying?
You get access to Brandon MC.
Well, you get that. So you get access to my website at the $30 level.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I've already got that perk built in.
Okay.
And I've got some other, they're listed there exactly what we're going to do. But yeah, if you're hitting up that $99.99 legend status every month, we'll talk, we'll make it work. Matthew Leonard. Let's see what this one is here. What makes Hunter's Kimura trap so dominant? It's clearly many levels above most, and my eye cannot pick up on what he's doing differently. In my opinion, it's a couple of different things. Number one, it's that he understands and he has in his DNA the potential paths that may open up once his grip is there. So that's the first thing, is that he doesn't have to think about where does the Kimura lead him. His body just follows the natural movement until he lands on the correct spot. There's not a lot of decision-making going on. The decision-making is done. It's in his DNA.
Yes, so many reps. Like, he knows
that's right.
Everything off of it to lead him to that. And then once he's got it, lead him wherever he wants to go or wherever you're leading him. He's got control over that entire path.
And the second thing that I think makes it so good for him is that he can spot it. I always use this. He can see it in space. You understand? Mm-hmm. So here's what I mean by that. Like, he understands, like, for Kimura, for instance, since that's what we're talking about. If I can get over the elbow, if I can just get over the elbow, then I'll be able to hit this Kimura from just about anywhere. Even if this guy has my back, even if I'm just rolling past him, what do I have to lock up? I got to get that elbow, his elbow trapped. And so he's able to spot that out in space.
Positions. Yeah.
Yeah. But those are the two things you need to take mastery of any movement, that you need to understand the potential paths and have them worked into your DNA. And then you need to be able to see it in space. So if you've ever gone through my truck course or through my triangle course, or if you were here for the armbar last month, or if you're here for the back takes this month, for the rolling back takes that we're doing, then you'll see it's a constant theme for me. For the month, we're going to spend time, how do we spot this in space? And then how do we develop the paths and turn them into muscle memory so that you don't have to think anymore? You can just react correctly. And when the time comes to throw the punch, I don't throw the punch. the punch throws itself.
I always thought it was funny when, like, you're looking at that lesson in that course and it's like triangles in space. And yeah. I see, like, you know, or I hear like music from the cosmos playing and, oh, what's his name? The like astrophysicist.
My boy, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, like his.
I say my boy, I don't know nothing about him. Yeah, Greg, you're right. Francis did look like a different fighter between his last two fights, for sure. Hey, let's talk about this PGF coming up this weekend.
Let's do it.
All right, let's talk about this PGF situation. So we went through season two, and now we are into the final tournament. So we got, oh, shoot, Nick, we got a new member. Wob, wob, wob.
New member.
He went with that green. Appreciate that, Nick. Thanks, brother. So yeah, the PGF went through season two, and this is the best part of the PGF right here to me.
The finale?
Idea right here. Okay. This idea that no matter what the rule set is, and no matter where you finished up, and no matter what you had to say about the regular season, when we get to the playoff, it's no time limit, submission only. The excuses or the things that you thought, none of that stuff matters anymore. There's no, you can't hide behind the rules. You can't game the rule set anymore. So, oh man, this guy should have never finished ahead of me. I had more subs. He just got more points. All that's gone. All you got to do, if you're the man, all you got to do is just make the playoff, and then you can prove every hater wrong.
And so, it's a true no time limit.
Yeah, it's no time limit. We had a match go season one finale. We went 72 minutes. We may have all the matches might go 72 minutes this time. We might be there for we might miss our flight, dog. But you know what?
I won't miss my flight.
Guys. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to run up there and start tapping people myself. 228 South Coast says you need new member sound effects. Mm-hmm. We need new member sound effects.
Okay, that's going to be our homework this week.
Oh, that's coming. Buttons coming soon.
I was thinking I could just make a new sound effect.
Well, we're going to make all those and put them in this little stream deck so I can just press the button for the applause.
Yeah,
that would be easy.
Yeah, we got, man. Hey, we're leveling up, right, Keelan?
Yes.
We're working on it, dude. We got that good camera in here right now. Yeah, he's got the good up there. But I like that shot right there, Keelan. We'll get a little,
you know, like it's focused in on the desk though, and I'm blurry.
This one, well, that's a webcam.
Yeah,
right there. This one is
that one.
Yeah,
that one's good.
Yeah, that's the nice cam. Oh, what's up, Slowpoke?
Hey y'all.
Kai Johnson said, "Egghead, we already donated over 100. Surely that's Hall of Fame level perks, dude." Yeah, y'all are some of the first ones chiming in. Yeah, Egghead's getting them perks in person, though. He's over here training this week, and he's getting all the perks.
So what else do you want to say about the PGF?
I want to say that if you're in the area, if you're within a couple hours drive, you should be here.
How many tickets have we already sold?
I think we sold about 50 tickets so far, pre-sale.
So it's going to be a good little crowd.
Yeah, I mean, we got room for plenty, though. We got the venue, listen. I'm telling you, the venue is unbelievable. You guys are going to be blown away. If you didn't watch the first one, then you really don't know. But the second one, like if you were there in person for the first one, I should say, if you were there in person, then you know that the venue is just next level for a jiu-jitsu event. I can't think of any jiu-jitsu event other than maybe when EBI was at the Orpheum. That was really cool. But man, the auditorium, the lighting, the stage, the presentation, the whole thing, the graphics, the giant screen we got back behind man, the whole thing looks unreal. I'm super excited to present it to everyone. And I'm ready for season two to be done. I'm already like hype on season three, so I'm ready.
So, yeah, we've had people fly in. So, Egghead's already here. Is Wallow coming?
Yep, they're on their way now. I talked to him last night.
So, if you guys are interested in tickets, pgfhome.com.
Yep, pick up those tickets, man. Come and support. And then, you know, even if you can't make it. Yeah, thank you, Keelan. Get them that pgfhome.com. Even if you can't make it for the live show, make sure you join us on the broadcast. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Central Time on Friday night. There's the countdown, yeah. pgfhome.com. 1 day, 6 hours, 44 minutes until we make it happen. And then there's the link right there, buy finale tickets here. That's a sick move. Dude, that was one of my highlights of the season was that back take that Elkins mm-hmm. had, that Matt Elkins had.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, tell them about the qualifiers a little bit.
So we're going to have qualifiers this next season for season 3. And you can see all the cities and the dates there on pgfhome.com. So our first qualifier is going to be in Decatur here with us on June 26th. And then Louisville, Kentucky, July 10th. Atlanta, Georgia, August 14th. Jacksonville, Florida, September 11th. Austin, Texas, October 9th. So you're going to have to, okay, if you win the qualifier, then you have a guaranteed spot. But Brandon and Keelan are going to be picking out guys, you know, that just have an amazing game, or you're just interesting to watch, or you've got a really cool story. I mean, there may be, you got to put on a show. And if you are PGF worthy, then you'll get, you know, yeah. you'll get picked for the season. So, and you can, like, if you didn't do well in the first qualifier and you want to put forth another showing, go to the next one. You can register for that one too. And you'll get another chance. So I think that's really cool.
Keelan, I'm interested in everybody hearing from you a little bit about your thoughts on PGF 2 and especially the finale and then heading into the qualifiers and stuff.
Yeah, so this finale tomorrow night, I think it's going to be way better than season 1, obviously. We're more familiar with the equipment, so we're like all ready to go. We got everything laid out up there. So as far as this season's finale goes, it's going to be great. It's a shorter tournament, so, I mean, I don't think it'll be lasting quite as long, even though there are no time limits.
Yeah, well, last time we did 16, and then we had a couple of special – we actually had two tournaments. We had a 16-man tournament and a 4-man tournament. Mm-hmm. This time we just have an 8-man tournament and one special match. Go ahead, Keelan, sorry.
Yeah, but like you said, I'm super pumped for Season 3. The qualifiers are going to be fun. I think it's going to create, like – I don't know, a cooler competition atmosphere. Everybody's trying to like prove themselves and put on a show. Like Lindsay said, like maybe you're not the kind of guy that's going to beat everyone at the qualifiers today, but maybe you're the kind of guy who's going to get a sick highlight and talk some crap and be cool for like the show.
Yeah.
And then Brandon and I are definitely going to be interested in you. If you think about
it, you're an Evan Stapler.
That's literally what I was just about to say.
Oh, sorry.
Evan Stapler, I mean, this past season showed us that, like, yo, you can be a blue belt and be super exciting for the show. You don't have to submit everybody. If you have some exciting matches, like, the PGF is thankful.
Yeah, and we're looking for people of all belt levels. We're not just looking for black belts and people who are quote-unquote killers. Like, I need some people that, you know, they're blue and purple belts and they think that they're going to get in here and get one over on some of these guys. Like, I'm looking for those people. So if that's you, listen, I want you in there and I expect that you're going to get dunked on by some of these black belts. I'm looking for those highlights. But if you think that you're the dude who's like, no, these guys ain't dunking on me, I'm dunking on them, and you're a blue or purple,
come on.
You're exactly who I'm looking for. Exactly who I'm looking for. Because, you know, I've been saying this, and this is just how I feel about it. The PGF is not really a contest to find out who's the best at jiu-jitsu. If we were doing that, dude, we would just call Gordon Ryan and we would write him a check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking for, like, what makes the NCAA tournament exciting? It's those Cinderellas. It's when the 12 seed beats the 5 seed. That's what we talk about. And look, man. The best teams, generally speaking, the best teams end up in the final four and it works out the way it's supposed to in the end. But the first and second and third round are there can be chaos and there can be like legends are made in those moments, you know? Yeah. So that's
they
the stuff that I'm looking
about those kind of people like yeah. Rudy.
Yeah, Evan's a movie, dude. Evan is a movie. Evan's experience in this, if there's ever a jiu-jitsu movie, like Evan's story, imagine if jiu-jitsu goes to the level that the UFC is at right now and PGF is the leading promotion by the time that happens, which is the way it's going to all go down, of course.
You got it. Evan already
Evan is a legend then. And Elijah is a legend for different reasons, but Elijah is our Hoist Gracie. You know what I mean? He won the first event, dominated, you know, Hoist won the first two, and then he won the first match in UFC 3. And then he lost to, oh, and he didn't lose, actually. He had to forfeit. And Steve Jenham took his place. Boom, check that out. Wow. UFC 3, Steve Jenham.
But he put jiu-jitsu on the map, like, and made everybody aware. Yeah, but
then
of what it was.
Then Hoist won UFC 4 again when he came back. And then that was it. Then he shipped off, didn't want to do it anymore. But Spoonie, go to Spoonie 375 right here. He says, when are you going to come to Southampton to see Rob? Southampton in the UK at Blue Dragon Dojo with my homeboy, Rob Rooney. Man, as soon as possible. But I don't know when that's going to be. But, yeah, I would love to come. Rob's been trying to come over here for 2 years. And it just...
Yeah, I don't know what the restrictions and stuff on England are right now, if they have any. I know Ireland, like, Ireland's closed, right?
Yeah, Ireland's locked up tight, dog.
So it might have to be when everything's maybe next year. Maybe
I want it summer. To be soon, but yeah, it's just hard to say right now, man. Well, Jones, I think we should call it because you got to get on the road. You got to get
pump iron.
That iron. But appreciate everybody joining. Don't forget to stop in at schismaticindustries.com. Get some really nice, sturdy, affordable gear for yourself. And then ladies, don't forget.
Gaiadama.com.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all. Check us out next time.